This is John Block from Washington. Happy New Year. The year 2022 is all but over. Overall, it was a very good year for farmers, ranchers, and the ag industry. Grain and livestock prices continue to remain reasonably strong. Egg prices reach a record high. I looked at the grocery store and the eggs were selling for $4 a dozen. That's because bird flu has killed 40 million of our egg-laying hens. U.S. farm exports set a new record this year, $194 billion. Soybean exports set a record increase of up 26%, corn up 12%, wheat up 15%, cotton, dairy, and meat up 10%. I've always been a fan in sport of trade agreements with other countries, and that promotes free markets. To this point, the Biden administration has not been working hard to negotiate trade agreements. Their refusal to cut back on tariffs and their effort to subsidize some of our companies selling products made in the United States has caused trade tensions with some of our trading partners. Okay, another subject. I think we all are aware that there's serious concern about being able to produce enough food to feed a growing world population. But at the same time, we have some members of Congress pushing for money subsidies to help organic farming. They say we are not producing enough organic grain to feed the dairy cows and the chickens and the meat animals so that their milk, eggs, and meat can be labeled organic. Well, the price of a bushel of organic soybeans last spring cost $40 per bushel. My soybeans sold for $15 per bushel. The skyrocketing prices for organic products should be no surprise. Organic farmers cannot use the modern technology that has given us the good yields and less expensive food at the same supermarket. The United States consumer spends 9.5% of his disposable income on food, 9.5%. In Africa, where for the most part they don't use the technology and food production that we do, the cost of their food eats up 60% of their disposable income. Well, my conclusion is that the only way we can feed a growing world population is to use genetic engineering and fertilizer and weed-killing products, precision farming. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.